الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي وفقنا للقيام والصيام، ونسأله سبحانه أن يدخلنا الجنة من باب الريان، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، الواحد القهار العزيز الغفار، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه، فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: ادخلوا الجنة بما كنتم تعملون. وقال الله عز وجل في شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Infinite and abundant praise and glory is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who bestowed upon us the beautiful month of Ramadan and granted us the day of Eid al-Fitr, a month within which we worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fasted for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the hope that He will enter us into the gardens of paradise through Babur Rayyan, which is solely reserved for those people who sincerely and wholeheartedly fasted for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all only and solely worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we send peace and blessings upon our noble and most beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama, and upon his beautiful family, and upon the righteous companions, and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this blessed day of Jumu'ah accept our gathering, accept our sincere intentions and our efforts and our worships and our du'as, and make this a means for our success and salvation in this dunya and also in the hereafter. We started a month within which we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove all of the toxins, to remove all of the diseases that were there within our heart, within our soul, and also within our bodies. And just like we go to a doctor and they prescribe a treatment for us, a particular course of treatment, similarly the month of Ramadan was 29 to 30 days of an antibiotic course. But this course was there not solely to heal our bodies, but more importantly, it was there to heal our mind, to heal our heart, and to also heal our soul that was diseased by the world, the darkness of the world, the shahwat and the desires of the world, and to take us towards the light and guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the month of Ramadan was a month that healed us internally and externally, that strengthened our immunity, and it protected our heart and also our soul, so that we could remain steadfast outside the month of Ramadan and to continue to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and avoid the pitfalls of the dunya, avoid the darknesses of the dunya, and remain in the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan, which was the month which gave us purpose, which gave us clear objectives and clear goals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was there reminding us that this is the month of khayr, this is the month of rahmah, this is the month of barakah, this is the month of immunity, this is the month of protection. It gave us a long-term vision, that vision which reminded us that by fasting and worshipping for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be able to re-enter into the gardens of paradise and protect ourselves from the fire of hell. It gave us structure and it organized our lives. We structured our day around our salah, around our tilawah of the Quran, around Salatul Taraweeh, around the durus that took place in the masajid, around suhoor and around iftari. So this gave us that very important structure and organization to function in the correct manner, or rather in the manner that was pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, it gave us the ability to balance ourselves, our lives, and all of also our energies, and to realign ourselves towards those things that are part of our fitrah, part of the natural disposition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us with, i.e. balance and moderation in our food, in our drink, in our intake, in our conversations, in our sleep, in our energy and efforts, in our conversations, in all of those things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rebalanced us to make sure that we were following the correct path of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Most importantly, the month of Ramadan taught us to revere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have that ta'zeem of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have that ta'zeem of the Qur'an, ta'zeem of our deen, the ta'zeem of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to have that izzah, that honor, that love, that devotion, most importantly that reverence to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to remember Him more often, to remember Him more sincerely, and to remember Him more faithfully. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ كَثِيرًا, that constantly remember your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as abundantly as possible. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within yourself, within your heart, within your mind, within your intentions, and also in all of your actions and your deeds, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ, that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever you forget. And outside the month of Ramadan, we constantly forget our purpose. We forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We forget our deen and all of our objectives. So during the month of Ramadan, as we are constantly and perpetually and continuously remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that should enable us to continue with that same remembrance and zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, the month of Ramadan taught us a huge amount of restraint, to restrain our desires, our whims, our wants during the days and also during the night, by detaching ourselves from the dunya, detaching ourselves from consumerism, from modernity, from our nafs, from our ego, and controlling all of those things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But most importantly, the month of Ramadan taught us responsibility, to be responsible for everything that is around us and within us, to be responsible for our actions, for our intentions, for our deeds, for our lives, for our sadaqat and khairat, for our conversations, responsible for that, responsible for our flock, for our children, for our family, for our community, and most importantly, to be responsible for humanity in large, for those people in war-torn countries, those people in third world countries, those people who are refugees, asylums, those people who have no roof over their heads, let alone any food in front of them, to be concerned for their welfare, for their well-being, and to show and exercise a certain amount of diligence and responsibility towards taking care of our brothers and sisters throughout the world. So these were some of the core lessons of the month of Ramadan, and it's absolutely essential that we continue to remain focused on our goals and our objectives and all of those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us in the month of Ramadan, and to continue with our dua, to build continuously upon our good deeds that we have established in the month of Ramadan. Those good actions of giving sadaqah every day, those good actions of smiling at other people, those good actions of restraining your anger at other people, those good actions of giving sadaqat in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in doing tilawah of the Quran, in coming to the masjid, these are the lessons that we must continue and carry forward. To evaluate ourselves on a regular basis, every single day, we were asking ourselves how we fulfilled the haqq of the day of the fast. How we fulfilled the haqq of our salah of Taraweeh. Constantly we were asking and questioning ourselves. And also during the first 10 days, the middle 10 days and the last 10 days, we were asking ourselves, has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our deeds and our efforts? And this is something that we must continue outside the month of Ramadan, that evaluation, that introspection within ourselves and asking ourselves, that am I doing the best that I can do with my wealth, with my time, with my abilities to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are some of the reflections that I share with you and some of the things that we must consider and make sure that we are remaining on that established path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That same path that we treaded upon in Ramadan is the same path that we must continue on outside the month of Ramadan. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. So exalt excessively the praise of your Lord and be with those people who prostrate. And this is what we were doing continuously in the month of Ramadan, constantly doing the takbir and the hamd and sana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we were standing ourselves alongside those people who were bowing and prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the month of Ramadan. And these are the people that we must continue to remain with outside the month of Ramadan. Those who remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who encourage us to do ruku and sujood and prostrate for the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. And then to continue in your worship until you reach certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And certainty does not come in a day or a week or even a month of practicing and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Certainty comes throughout your entire life of going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you increase in your iman, you increase in your taqwa, and similarly you increase in your yaqeen and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, in spite of all of these messages outside the month of Ramadan, and I can see this myself visibly, as soon as Ramadan ceases and goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see a dramatic decrease in the amount of people coming to the masjid, coming for Fajr, coming for Zuhr, coming for Asr and Maghrib and Isha. These same people who fill the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those same people who then have better things to do outside the month of Ramadan. But it's important for us to not desert the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to ignore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this is a particular thing which is mentioned by some psychologists, that we have a post-traumatic Ramadan disorder, and Ramadan amnesia is what they call it, that where we suddenly forget all of the things that we have learned in the month of Ramadan, and we just are deluding ourselves and our nafs on the reality. And it affects not just hundreds and thousands but millions of Muslims throughout the world, and it's a contagious disease which can be contracted via speech and via actions and also via thoughts. And you might think this is just a silly example, but this is the reality. These same people who were there are those same people now who are scattered away, and they completely forget the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bar for Jum'ah or bar for once a month or something like that. These same people are now just absorbed back into the dunya. And it can happen with a blow to a head or going back into the dunya, or somebody may have hugged you too hard on the day of Eid, and because of that you're having a concussion in your heart and your mind, and you don't remember all of the things that you learned in the month of Ramadan. So this state of amnesia that occurs in Muslims happens, and it continues for 11 months of the year. So for 11 months, these same brothers and sisters will be forgetting all of the beautiful lessons of Ramadan, and then when Ramadan comes again, then they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then another 11 months they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very important to ask ourselves, how sincere are we in our devotion, in our worship, in our ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you are sincere, then He is the same Lord in the month of Ramadan. He is the same Lord that you stood up for Taraweeh. He is the same Lord that you stayed up throughout the night in Tahajjud. He is the same Lord that you fasted for during the days of Ramadan. He is the same Lord who still continues to ask you to pay heed to the Fajr, to Zuhr, to Asr, to Maghrib, to Isha, to Jum'ah, and to still continue to establish and maintain all of your fara'id of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. So it is very important that if you suffer from a disease, what do? You seek to inoculate yourself, you seek some form of immunization. So what do we need to do to prevent ourselves falling into this post-traumatic Ramadan disorder or Ramadan amnesia? What we need to do is we need to seek those people who are not afflicted by this particular disease. And we need to go and be with them in their company and bow down with them and do ruku and sujood with them and participate in the zikr or azkar that they do, so we can unite our hearts and our minds and our souls and our bodies to those people who are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran. التائبون العابدون الحامدون السائحون الراكعون الساجدون الآمرون بالمعروف والناهون عن المنكر والحافظون لحدود الله وبشر المؤمنين. That those who repent, those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who constantly praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who fast, those who bow, those who prostrate, those who show right and forbid wrong, and those who keep within the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those are the ones who receive the glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't just think that we received everything that we wanted to receive for the month of Ramadan, but the true people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who carry these particular characteristics outside the month of Ramadan and continue to repent and continue to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continue to praise and glorify and fast and bow and prostrate and to do amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, these are the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are not afflicted by this disease of forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outside the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala furthermore reminds us that those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while standing, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. That we are those people who are standing in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sitting down, and we are still remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when we are reclining, we are still remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are utilizing our time and our energy to reflect and ponder upon all of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the creations of the heavens and the earth. And then we reply and we say that, oh Lord, you have not created this without purpose. That outside the month of Ramadan, we still have goals, we still have objectives, we still have a purpose, which is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is to continue to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we say, purity is to you, O my Lord, and save us from the punishment of the fire of hell. And this is that dua we constantly give during the month of Ramadan. Allahumma ajirni minan nar. The same Lord who you asked for protection from the fire of hell in Ramadan is the same Lord that you just continue to ask for protection outside the month of Ramadan. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may put you back on that list due to your actions and also due to your deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that race to all of that which is good. Just the way we ran towards Ramadan, towards the masajid, towards Taraweeh, towards fasting, and all of these good deeds and actions and that were beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must continue to race towards all of the good things outside the month of Ramadan. إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Why? Every single one of us collectively will return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will label those who are sincere and continue to strive for his sake, and also label with those people who did it for show, who did it for hypocrisy, who did it due to pressure. But we must make sure that our heart is pure, is saleem, is sound, and we are solely doing it in the month of Ramadan as we are solely doing it outside the month of Ramadan for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we can achieve that particular state, what will happen as a result? أُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. That enter into the gardens of paradise. This will be the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? For the continuous good actions and deeds that you used to do. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to those people who continued outside the month of Ramadan, continue to bow down, continue to prostrate, continue to remember Him. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ كَثِيرًا, abundantly and excessively. Those people who remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while standing and sitting and reclining with their friends wherever they were, and they pondered upon the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they raced towards the khair of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these people are given the bashara to enter into the gardens of paradise for their continuous deeds. So don't be in the false assumption that you have achieved Jannah, or you are worthy of Jannah, and you have done whatever you could have done in the month of Ramadan. No, you have to continue to do that outside the month of Ramadan if you are truly worthy of entering into the gardens of paradise. So our deen, our beautiful deen, is a deen which is a continuous deen. Not something that you do once a week, once a month, or once a year. Every single day, from the time that you wake up till the time that you sleep, you are constantly engaged in the remembrance and zikr and tawbah and istighfar and khairat and amr bil ma'ruf and nahi al munkar in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance. This is our deen of continuous khair and actions and deeds of striving, excelling and pushing towards developing ourselves, towards transforming ourselves, towards reforming ourselves and making ourselves the best that we can be, not just in the month of Ramadan, but most importantly outside the month of Ramadan. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَدْغَوْ. That remain on a right course as you have been commanded. That course that we were given in the month of Ramadan to pray our salah, to give our zakah, to give sadaqat and khairat, to pay taraweeh, to fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, that prescription and that course is there for us outside the month of Ramadan, whereby we fast every Monday, we fast every Thursday, we fast on the 13th and 14th of every single month. We continue to give sadaqah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We continue to pray to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We maintain our tahajjud and all of the other optional prayers for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do not turn our backs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the most important thing for us to remember, that whilst Ramadan may have gone, this does not give us the right to turn back to the Quran, to turn back away from the masajid or away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must continue to face the Qibla, face our Lord, face our Rabb, face the Quran, and face the dunya, and do all of those things that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because indeed He is seeing of what you do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how sincere you are, and your sincerity will be absolutely visible outside the month of Ramadan. If you truly cried for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you truly pleaded for this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive in the month of Ramadan, where is your sincerity? Where is all of those things outside the month of Ramadan if you do not establish or maintain your salah, or maintain all of the good actions and the good ahkamat, the commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed? The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam reminds us in a beautiful hadith that the people of paradise are 120 rows. Allah knows how long one row will be, how expansive that day will be, and when we will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there will be 120 rows, of which 80 rows will be from the ummah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the remaining creation from Bani Adam all the way to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's ummah, there will be from just 40 rows of Allah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or from other nations. But the question is, we want to be from those 80 rows. We want to be part of the ummah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But in order for us to be worthy, in order for us to be eligible, we need to make sure that we continue to strive outside the month of Ramadan to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we are not Muslims just in the month of Ramadan. We are not mu'mins just in the month of Ramadan, but we are those true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who continue to pray and continue to fast and continue to do his takbir and all of those things outside the month of Ramadan. And then the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam will say that he is truly a Muslim, he is truly a mu'min, he is truly a muhsin who is worthy of being stood in the row of the ummah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And similarly, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam reminds us that do good deeds properly and sincerely and moderately. The most beloved deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those deeds that are done most regularly and constantly, even though it were a little. So the month of Ramadan, we abundantly and excessively did many deeds far beyond our normal quota. But we did that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst that is good in itself, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us from us outside the month of Ramadan is consistency. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants istiqama in our life, to remain steadfast, to remain upright, and to consistently, perpetually continue to do those good deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those fara'id and also the wajibat and the sunan and the khairat and sadaqat, those must continue outside the month of Ramadan. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. That indeed those who have said with their heart, with their soul, with their mind, with great conviction and sincerity, that our Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the thing that we repeated again and again and again and again. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, it's not sufficient for you to make a claim, for you to make a statement that our Lord is our Rabb. Our Rabb is our Lord. Our Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not sufficient. Everybody can make claims. You have to qualify your claim with some evidence, with some deeds. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that you've made that claim and statement, but then these true servants and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do they do? ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then they remain upright and steadfast on their claim, that they maintain their salah, they maintain their sadaqat, they maintain their khairat, they maintain amr bil ma'ruf and nahi al munkar, they maintain all of the hudud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep away from all of the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are those people who are steadfast on their claim and true in their claim. What happens as a result? تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. Angels consequently descend from the heavens, those angels whose sole purpose and duty is to praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They leave that and they come and they descend upon the earth, saying what? That do not fear and do not grieve, but rather receive glad tidings of paradise, of what you have been promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to your istiqamah, due to your steadfastness, due to your uprightness, due to your sincerity and your convictions and your continuous deeds on for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These angels are there being sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is razi, he is content, he is happy with your deeds outside the month of Ramadan. And this is something that we really need to focus upon if we truly want our Ramadan to be accepted, our siyam, our qiyam, our ruku, our sujood, our sadaqat, everything for it to be accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to continue to show that we are still his servants and his slaves outside the month of Ramadan. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in a hadith that declare that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, summa istaqim, and then remain steadfast. You know, we made this claim, and we have to make sure that we maintain that claim, and we apply all of the terms and conditions that are embedded within that claim to only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe in the angels, to follow the messenger, to follow the Qur'an, and to apply all of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to avoid all of the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our deen is not a deen of cherry-picking. Our deen is not a deen of convenience and part-time deen or a seasonal deen. Our deen is a deen which is an organic deen, an everyday deen, a deen which is a part and parcel of our reality of who we are, and it's something that we do because this is the purpose of why we have been created. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And therefore, I encourage you all, brothers and sisters, to make sure that outside the month of Ramadan, we continue to do those deeds that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of our ability, to fast every single Monday and every Thursday. You are able to do so. Why? Because on those days, our deeds are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To fast on the 13th, 14th and 15th of every single month, because those are the days beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In this beautiful and sacred month of Shawwal, which is part and parcel of the month of Hajj, those 3 months which are connected to Hajj, this is the month within which we should try and fast those 6 optional fasts that were recommended by the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to receive the reward of an entire year of fasting, to maintain our reflection, our introspection, our piety, and our sincerity that we established at the beginning of Ramadan, to maintain that and continue that outside the month of Ramadan, to preserve the fast, not just of the body, but also of the mind and the heart, to make sure that we do not listen to ghiba, we do not listen to music, we do not have any fahsha and munkar and bad speech, and we do not do all of those things that we did not do in the month of Ramadan. Similarly, we need to maintain those things outside the month of Ramadan and do continuous good deeds. Even if you are giving 1 pence a day, you're giving 10 pence a day or £1 a day, or you're helping somebody with their shopping or cleaning or anything else, do those good deeds, small deeds albeit, but they are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the quality of your ibadah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned with rather than your quantity. And similarly, the akhuwa, the brotherhood that we established, and the family relationships that we rekindle in the month of Ramadan, of sharing, of sitting, and doing all of those things together collectively as a family and as a community, those are the bonds that we must continue to strengthen and to preserve, and always make sure that we stay with good people, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, with those truthful people, those people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often, those people who are bowing down and doing ruku and sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often. Those are the people who are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they maintain their ikhlas outside the month of Ramadan. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our fasts, our qiyam, our ruku and sujood, and our ibadat in the month of Ramadan, and enable us to sincerely and wholeheartedly continue with all of those good deeds outside the month of Ramadan.